Crowd, the Stop the Steal rally, what did the people look like there? I'm just curious if you noticed a difference in that.
Well, yeah, the Stop the Steal rallies were not as large as the, you know, Trump MAGA rallies, but similar in the type and demographic of people. Just very happy, you know, patriotic people who honestly cleaned up after themselves when they left. They didn't leave a spot of litter on the ground, unlike when you see these environmental protesters after they're done screaming about climate change and how the world is going to end and, you know, et cetera, when they leave the area, it is just full of litter. So, you know, the type of people I saw at the Ellipse were very similar to the type of people you would see at a MAGA rally. You know, peaceful, happy, joyous. It was extraordinarily cold. So everyone was bundled. But then when I got closer to the Capitol, I noticed a change, like you said. I noticed a lot of people dressed in black. I noticed a lot of people, you know, picking up a chair where I have no idea where they got a chair, like a folding chair, and slamming the Capitol window. Violence was never a part of the Trump movement. In fact, if you recall, when Trump was having his rallies during the time that he was running against Hillary Clinton for president, it was Hillary Clinton's goons that sent in violent agitators and protesters. And that was admitted to on tape on a Project Veritas interview. So, you know, the left is marred and marked with violence. They always have been. Whether it is the counter-war demonstrations, or whether it is Antifa, or whether it's Black Lives Matter, those are the operatives of the Democrat Party. And they are, again, their hallmark is violence.
Let me just ask you, in our final couple of minutes, do you think, for instance, Don Jr. has been subpoenaed, Ivanka has been subpoenaed, Mark Meadows has been subpoenaed, Steve Bannon. Do you think any of those people will ever see a day inside a jail cell?
No. There's no reason for them to be inside a jail cell. Who should be inside of a jail cell would be like the likes of Harry Reid. Instead of him lying in the Capitol Rotunda, receiving all of these accolades from both Democrats and Republicans alike, he was one of the biggest crooks and corrupt thieves in the history of politics. Hillary Clinton should be in prison.
Good point.
Dr. Fauci should be in prison.
Oh, and by the way, Andrew Cuomo is getting off scot-free, it looks like.
There you go. And see, that's the thing. Democrats are protected. Democrats are protected. For whatever reason, they are protected. Either because they have activist judges in their back pocket or lawyers in their back pocket. But they always get away with the crimes and misdemeanors. And when you look at the Clinton cartel organization, and when you even look at the Obamas, and when you look at many leading Democrats, there's Biden, hello? Hunter Biden? We were told for months that the laptop was Russian disinformation, and then all of a sudden we were told, oh no, the laptop is that was his laptop. Money laundering? So they'll get off scot-free. But meanwhile, the Republicans will be hunted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's so sad about it. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, where do they go? How do they access thenevadaglobe.com?
You just go to thenevadaglobe.com and they can access it. And pretty soon we'll have a newsletter. But every day there's something new about politics and policy going up and down the state of Nevada.
And by the way, just in our final 45 seconds, Marjorie Taylor Greene had her personal account frozen. And I'm just curious, as somebody who has had the same thing happen to them, what is that like where all of a sudden you got all this population and then all of a sudden you go dark?
Well, it's not fun, but living, you know, under fascism isn't fun, is it? This is called censorship. This is called fascism. And I'm hoping that more and more politicians will start calling, you know, those who rule Twitter and those who rule YouTube and et cetera, fascists, because that's exactly what they are.
Hey, Megan, always good to visit with you. We'll get together next Tuesday. You have yourself a good weekend. Stay warm and dry.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kevin.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and TheNevadaGlobe.com. Always good stuff there. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, but those who are stuck on the freeway on Interstate 95 in Virginia wish they were in southern Nevada right now, because I'm looking at the traffic cams and we're looking pretty good. No delays or restrictions on US 95 or the 215 as we speak. Now, those lane restrictions on Interstate 515, they continue both directions. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue, as that bridge reconstruction work continues all the way through most of 2022. Also, remember, there's some road work going on Nellis Boulevard. That's both directions between Tropicana and Craig. And unfortunately for those local commuters, those restrictions will continue until the end of June.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Third and three, Najee gets the call, cuts it back through the hole. He's on his way! He's at the 25-20, 15-10, Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown! Go, baby! How about Najee Harris? Wow!
The action on the Steelers radio network, 24-16 the final over the Browns last night. Ben Roethlisberger with 123 passing yards and a touchdown, along with an interception in what was likely his final start at Heinz Field. The win helped keep Pittsburgh's playoff hopes alive. The Steelers are 8-7-1. They need a win at Baltimore next week, combined with a loss by Indianapolis against Jacksonville, to reach the playoffs for the 12th time in Roethlisberger's 18 seasons. With the loss, Cleveland dropped to 7-9. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals. Helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is the planning effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got to tell you, I was watching last night in one of my favorite sports bars, And I was watching Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers prevailing over the Cleveland Browns. Browns pretty much were toast, and they played like they were toast. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this, and he of course bets these games. I don't know if you bet last night.
I did, but
how did you come out?
I came out a winner, and the reason that I bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers because, as you know, Kevin, they are division rivals of my Cincinnati Bengals. It's hard to do sometimes, but last night I knew. I just knew that all the guys, after 18 years, a future Hall of Famer, a guy that in every season that he was the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, they never had a season where they were under 500 for the season. And he had a 24-3-1 record against the Cleveland Browns in his 18-year career.
Wow.
Think about that for a second. And do you think he's going to lose his last game at home against the Cleveland Browns, a team that he's had their number 24 out of 28 times?
Yeah. And especially when he's going to teammates and he's going to them during the week and saying, I need you. I mean, you talk about a guy that's a leader. Whoa. This guy has leadership skills, that you just can't duplicate him.
And the funny thing about it is they love Ben because of his work over the course of a very long period of time, 18 years. And it reminds me a little bit of the way that Peyton Manning's era ended with the Denver Broncos. It was really – they won that Super Bowl because of the defense, the Denver Broncos. Last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers won that game because of the running game. Because he had the fewest amount of yards in his entire career with that many attempts. So he only threw for like 120 yards last night in over 40 attempts. It was like 5 yards completion. It was just insane. But the bottom line is they won the game. They did it in great fashion. And Big Ben's going to go away a winner, at least at home. And believe it or not, they still have an outside chance of making the playoffs. The Pittsburgh Steelers do. They need a lot of help. Obviously, they need the Jacksonville Jaguars, the worst team in the league this week, to win a game. But that's probably not going to happen. But it's a great way for Pittsburgh to say goodbye to one of their favorite sons.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And just watching him as the clock was ticking down, and then all of a sudden that last final snap, not the touchdown, which you thought, man, what a way to go out. But then they had another curtain call for him. So it was just amazing and fun to watch last night. And I hope he has a great career ahead of him, maybe in radio and TV, or he might just want to just sit there and count his money.
Yeah, you know, you see some guys like the people who are basically Hall of Famers that came out the same year that he did, and it was a great year for quarterbacks. 2004, Eli Manning came out that year. Philip Rivers came out that year. And of course, Eli is doing all sorts of things, doing commercials like he does and does that Monday night thing with his brother Peyton. But Philip Rivers is a high school football coach. Kind of makes you wonder if Big Ben has that kind of future ahead of him, or if he is going to go into broadcasting like Peyton and Eli did.
Or Drew Brees, who has made a nice transition. Anyway, we'll talk more about this as we go along. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey guys, if you're suffering with erectile dysfunction, listen up. This is Tom Polisi, owner of Las Vegas Aesthetics. Look, don't be fooled by places promising great results if they're only giving you 30% of the real treatment. There are three parts to a successful outcome, and the P-Shot is still the most important. If they don't offer it, you're in the wrong place. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics and ask for the WAR special at 702-664-1300. That's 702-664-1300.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. Of course, 3:05. Wayne Allen Root. War, raw and unfiltered. That'll be coming up just after 3 o'clock. Our brand new hours, and I'm real excited about this. Our brand new hours, noon till 3. High noon till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the things that we told you about a couple of months ago were these overnight flights from border cities like McAllen, Texas, and you know different places along our southern border. And Essentially, what has happened is the Biden administration has created this this fleet of aircraft that, in the dead of night, bring illegal immigrants and essentially dump them off in various American cities. It has happened. It's still happening. I thought that when confronted with this, and of course they haven't really been confronted with it very much, and basically what they've done, they've simply said, "Hey, here you go, good luck." And this group of 100, 150 illegal immigrants who broke the law to come here are rewarded by an airline trip from the border to various cities all across America. Tommy Lahren, who has deep UNLV roots, was on with Lawrence Jones on Fox Primetime last night with their reaction to the overnight flights of illegals to American cities. This is cut number five. Go.
You know, anything that happens in the night can't be trustworthy, especially when it's coming from the U.S. government. So why are they doing this?
Well, I think it's quite obvious they don't want the American people to see what they're doing, which is interesting to me because they don't seem to care that our border is wide open. They don't seem to want to fix that. In fact, they seem quite proud of what they're doing at our southern border. If they weren't, then they would change it. So then why fly these flights in the middle of the night? Why are these Biden air flights, ghost flights, as you say? If they're so proud of their open border agenda, then let the American people see it. But too bad. I think that they realize the American people are not down with this invasion. They're not okay with our country being invaded by millions of illegal immigrants. So they have to do this fly-by-night tactic. Too bad. We're starting to catch on.
You know, we're catching on. It's reflective in the polls, Tommy. So they have to know about how the American people feel. I mean, even if you look at Democrat cities that are on the border that have flipped to Republican now. And still, after all of that, they won't listen to Henry Cuellar, a Democrat who has been encouraging the Biden administration to do something about the border. They won't listen to the polls. So do they just not care, or is their larger mission more important?
Yeah, the larger mission is to import their future voters. They know they're losing with the American people, so they want to pad their voting block. That's been my theory for years now. But the Biden administration is not going to change their policy. That's clear. So it's going to be up to governors, both Republican and Democrat, as you mentioned, Lawrence, to start making changes. Ron DeSantis has already vowed that he's going to spend money in his state to send these illegal immigrants to blue states. He's also going to make sure that those nonprofits and those private companies that are aiding and abetting this activity are also held accountable and paying restitution to the taxpayers that are footing the bill for all of this. So we need more governors like Ron DeSantis. I don't care if they have an R or a D behind their name. They need to stand up for their constituents, and they need to stand up for the American people.
Well, that is what's going on along our southern border. The other issue that's going to rear its ugly head probably in a few days, and that is with the COVID-19 Omicron variant rearing its ugly head, new records being set in American cities all over the place. We've been setting records even here in southern Nevada. It's just incredible what's going on. But believe it or not, this policy towards schools, or whether they should stay open, whether they should close, whether they should send kids home and do virtual, all of that is impacting the cratering poll numbers for the Biden administration. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Attention Nevada patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elite seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the Select Committee in our nation's capital now wants to talk to Sean Hannity about his contacts with the White House and with the president on January 6th. You're going to see more and more of this over the next couple of days as we move towards Thursday's anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. No word yet on whether Sean Hannity will be watching tonight. I'm sure he'll have something to say tonight on Fox News Channel. There will be talk of that. You know, I was talking about education policy during the pandemic. And if you're wondering why the president's poll numbers continue to crater, even though every day he is out there doing a special address to the nation, he did another one today. He did another one today, and he'll probably do one tomorrow. And on Thursday, they'll commemorate 1 year since January 6th and the attack on the Capitol. Brit Hume, though, was on Fox News last night, and I want you to hear what he had to say about education pandemic policy and how it's really, really hurting the Biden administration. This was Brit Hume last night on Fox News Channel, cut number 3.
Britt, what about this and this back and forth with teachers' unions and what the administration is saying on getting schools open?
Well, I don't think the teachers' unions are going to have much public support this time around. I'm not sure how much they had the last time around when they were trying to keep from reopening schools, those that are being kept closed or those that the unions are urging be kept closed. And it poses something of a danger for the administration, which seems now to have awakened to the fact that this is politically bad news. And you saw that in Miguel Cardona's remarks over the weekend, that they want to keep schools open. Good for them for saying that. But the whole atmosphere and the sense that this whole pandemic has been handled badly by the past president and now by this president, I think, hangs over this administration and will continue to.
Hume from last night. I promised I'd let you hear Glenn Greenwald. He was on with Tucker Carlson last night, and one of the things I found fascinating about their conversation last night on Fox News Channel, with Tucker Carlson, was the COVID emergency powers that we've seen here in our state, probably more than any other state in the union. This was Glenn Greenwald with Tucker Carlson last night, that those emergency powers are downright scary.
There's a desire for the pandemic to continue, even though the acute dangers have long since passed as a result of numerous factors, including a less threatening variant and the availability of natural immunity and vaccines. And it's really disturbing to see how the repression is increasing even as the threat decreases. There is a hint every day in the news of the increasing militarization of our response to this COVID pandemic. So you just saw the governor of Connecticut call up the National Guard to distribute COVID supplies. The mayor of Washington just got